I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please.
Welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please, and we're your hosts, Daffodil.
And Snarf Dude, if I could actually talk, and now I can. Yay! It's all those chips I ate just before I started recording the show.
Yeah, blame it on the chips.
I gotta blame it on something. I can't take responsibility.
Blame it on the rain.
No, that was Milli Vanilli. I should play that on our show, though, shouldn't we, Dad?
That is definitely something we should play. I'm not sure where it fits.
Oh, yeah.
That's about as good I can sing on the show, anyway.
No singing stop.
Yes, let's move forward to the 1980s and 90s, though, around the same time as that Milli Vanilli song, because we're profiling a celebrity slip-up special, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. You remember those two? They were on Full House. They were like, I don't know, 1 or 2 years old or something like that.
They were itty-bitty, and they were not identical twins.
And apparently they said, hey, dude, a lot.
Yes, because that's one of the few things they could say, because they were only itty-bitty.
Okay. And as well on the show this week, we go to Broadway. A Broadway play and a soundtrack. Well, one cut from a soundtrack of a Broadway play. And we'll tell you a little more about that, why we're going to play it a little later on the show. But we're starting off with Mrs. Mills and the Jeff Love Orchestra. Some fun songs. Not Mrs. Elva Miller. That's a different one.
Yes. Miller and Mills, not the same.
Yes, but they sound a lot alike, so you could confuse them. We've got Mrs. Mills shortly with Crazy Rhythm, but we're starting off with 5'2" and Eyes of Blue on
Cheese Please.
These kids are doing it. Those kids are doing it. And now they're asking you to do it. You have to make a choice. What do you say?
What do you think we should do, Tommy?
Gee, Mom and Dad have taught us.
Mrs. Miller. No, I'm mixing it up. Mrs. Mills. I mix it up. I'm sorry. And Jeff Love and his orchestra. And they definitely are living up to the title of that song, playing a crazy rhythm. On the show this week, before that, we had the Mrs. Mills and Jeff Love doing 5 foot two, Eyes of Blue. And my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please.
Yeah, the wacky, warped, and weird. And Mrs. Mills, by the way, was actually playing the piano. Jeff Love and his orchestra was doing everything else. I thought I'd point that out. Very important, Daffodil.
Very important.
We have to get our facts straight. But it's about time to do this, though.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Special on Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. And Daffodil, you want to sum up your opinion on Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen? What are they doing now?
Well, I got to tell you, for a couple of kids who started out as actors when they were 9 months old.
Wow.
And continued to act right into their teens.
Okay.
And then transitioned to have a clothing line, a makeup line. They pioneered the idea of making sure that the workers that were sewing their clothing line in Bangladesh had rights.
Cool.
They really did succeed after being child actors. A lot of people don't.
True. And they did all this merchandising and everything else while they were on the show, including recording a few CDs.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, well, that's why they're on the show this week. We've got Brother for Sale coming up shortly, Mary-Kate and Ashley, and Friends, apparently. But we're starting off with Identical Twins, Mary-Kate and Ashley. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Hello, we're twins. We're twins! Yes, sir. I am me, she is she, except when I pretend I'm her. And when... we switch. You can't tell which is which. You don't know who you're talking to. Cause we're identical, 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 identical twins. We look a lot alike. But we are not alike. I'm loud. I'm quiet. She's serious. He's right. We're totally, totally different, different. We read. different stories, we watch different shows. In our slightly different colored hair, we wear different bows. We dance to different music, we laugh at different jokes. Gosh, it's like we're two different folks. Though we appear alike, we're nowhere near alike. She's sweet, she's saucy. What's that mean? You're bossy, says you.
It's true.
It's not, it's two. We're totally different, identical twins. I am not a Xerox. I am not a clone. A duplicate, a copycat, a second scoop of the ice cream cone.
Part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor to put cheese.
Cheese.
Well, we think this world is a real nice place, but we think that it's a crime that we should have an older brother who picks on us all the time. So next time he's sleeping in his room, we're going to sneak in and tie him. Then we'll take him out into this and see if someone will buy him. Brother for sale, only 50 cents. Brother for sale, he's not a big expense. You can hug him, you can bug him, you could buy or rent. Brother for sale, only 50 cents. $0.25.
Bug and he's really rather nice.
Please, Brother for Sale, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen in our Celebrity Slip-Up special for those two. And do they actually have brothers, Daffodil?
Well, they did have an older brother at the point this song was done.
Okay.
A little later on, they actually ended up with a younger brother.
Oh.
A half-brother.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, they were going for money.
Yeah?
I took my brother door-to-door when he was a couple of weeks old and tried to trade him for a puppy.
What?
Oh, no, really.
You never
tried to trade him for a puppy.
Well, tell me that story a little later. We've got to play one more song. I Am the Cute One on
Cheese, Please.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, and I Am the Cute One, ending off our Celebrity Slip-Up special profile of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the famous twins that were on Full House.
And many, many, many other things.
And apparently they never will be ever again on the Fuller House reboot.
Nope, they don't do that anymore.
I bet not. They did. They went through quite a bit when they were kids. I mean, you just heard a perfect example of that. It's like, oh, why would they ever do that again? I tell ya. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and again, this is Cheese, Please.
Hey, by the way, Daffodil, I asked earlier, you said something about you were trying to give your brother away?
No. I wanted to trade him for a puppy.
You traded him for a puppy?
No, I got caught. I was three. I mean, really.
Oh, okay.
And I had a little red wagon.
Okay.
And my parents brought home this baby, and I had told them all I wanted was a puppy, not a baby, not a brother. So I put him in the wagon, and I hauled him door to door to all the neighbors, and I tried to trade him for a puppy.
And
I think I got to three houses before I got caught.
And what happened to you?
I still have a brother.
Well, I know that.
I didn't get a puppy.
I know that. Do you ever talk to your brother, by the way?
Once in a while.
Okay. He knows we're in the bunker and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Just checking. This is a great transition to this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
We're off to Broadway this time around for a play from 1776. No, that's...
No, the play is called 1776. It's a musical with music and lyrics by Sherman Edwards and a book by Peter Stone.
Thank you. In the 1990s, it was rebooted, and starring in one of the starring roles was Data from Star Trek The Next Generation, also known as Brent Spiner. So we're going to hear Brent Spiner sing. He plays the violin on...
Cheese, please.
Tell us about yourself, madam. We've had precious little information. What's your first name?
Martha.
Oh, Martha. He might at least have told us that. I'm afraid your husband doesn't say very much.
He's the most silent man in Congress. I've never heard him utter three sentences together.
Not everyone's a talker, John.
It's true, you know. Tom is not a talker. Oh, he never speaks his passions. He never speaks his views. Whereas other men speak volumes, the man I love is mute. In truth, I can't recall being wooed with words at all. Even now.
Go on, madam.
How did he win you, Martha? How does he hold on to a bounty such as you?
He plays the violin. He tucks it right under his chin. And he bows, oh, he bows, for he knows, yes, he knows, that it's high, 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 diddle, diddle, twixt my heart, Tom and his fiddle, my strings are unstrung. Oh, I sigh. He draws near, very near. And it's high, 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 diddle, diddle. And goodbye to the fiddle. My strings are unstrung. High, 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 high. I'm always undone.
That settles it, John. We're taking up the violin.
Very well. Madam, you've got us playing the violin. What happens next?
Why, just what you'd expect. We dance.
Dance?
Dance! Incredible!
Everyone's from Philadelphia, Franklin.
Loving bride, loving wife, loving life. For it was high, 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 diddle, diddle. Twixt my heart, Tom and his fiddle, and ever 'twill be.
High, 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 high.
Through eternity.
Please. Well, he sort of sang in that.
Well, he sang at the end, and I'm kind of glad he didn't sing the whole thing after hearing him sing at the end.
Yes, Brent Spiner is John Adams, Pat Hingle is Benjamin Franklin, you heard spoken there, and lead vocal with Lauren Ward singing He Plays the Violin from the Broadway musical 1776. You know what? I mean, that's still pretty cheesy, don't you think?
Oh, it was totally cheesy. So at the end of the day, that was definitely Cheese Please.
That's why we played it. My name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding our way to... to the tornado on the radio coming to a close?
Oh, it sort of dies down and the emergency sirens turn off and everyone goes back to wonder what happened to Cheese Please. It disappeared for another week. I'm just thinking how tornadoes end, you know? They sort of...
They're here 1 minute and then they're gone. All that destruction.
It turns out...
And instead of destruction, what we're doing is we're leaving cheese everywhere.
Cheese. And it's always fun to eat cheese, right, Daffodil?
Yes. I wouldn't necessarily eat this kind of cheese. You would get the vinyl stuck in your teeth.
Oh, that's true. Well, okay. We've got to power up the pneumatic tube to bring up yet another song from the basement of the bunker. Here it comes. Oh, there it is. I just got to wait.
Ding, there. Ding, 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 ding,
now
ding,
open
ding.
The door. And we go for Broadway musical to Stompin' Tom Connors doing the Sasquatch song.
That's a good way to end the show.
Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warp, and the Weird. Come back next week for additional shenanigans.
One day at midnight, the sun was so bright. The moon had no light, but I could see. This big old Sasquatch said he was top-notch at playing hopscotch way up in a tree. So I bet my wristwatch that big old Sasquatch could never play hopscotch way up in a tree. Now there's a Sasquatch up in a tree crotch. He's got my wristwatch, and he's laughing at me. I told the Mounties throughout the counties to put some bounties all over BC and stop that Sasquatch from playing hopscotch till he gives my wristwatch right back to me. Then Corporal Savern, he found a tavern, an empty cavern where the sun don't shine, and he found a Sasquatch drinking blue blotch, wearing a wristwatch looking just like mine. So he asked the Sasquatch where he got the wristwatch, and that big old Sasquatch, he began to lie, said he got the wristwatch while playing hopscotch up in a tree crotch with a stupid old guy. So the Mountie told him he could never hold him. He'd have to scold him for doing no harm. So they played some hopscotch until the Sasquatch had the Mountie's wristwatch on his other arm. Now all the Mounties throughout the counties, they're placing bounties all over the land. And that big old Sasquatch, he won't feel top-notch when they get their Sasquatch like they get their man. 'Cause if that Sasquatch keeps playing hopscotch, there won't be a wristwatch for miles around. 'Cause he'll play hopscotch till he gets your wristwatch up in that tree crotch, and he'll never come down. So don't play hopscotch near any old tree crotch until that old watch-stealing, big-feeling hopscotch and Sasquatch is found.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.